Jumping off the dock isn't for sissies or the faint of heart. You have to be sturdy, tough, and of sound mind. Though not a four-season sport, dock jumping makes entrance to the water a quick, unsettling baptism. As the water temperature reaches its August apex, there's no time to waste. It's not something I can think about for too long. On the way down to the lake, preparing for the jump, self-talk prepares my mind. It's easier for me when it's warm, much tougher when it's windy and cold. I tell myself that it'll be okay. I've made it through good times and bad. This will be no different. Life is good. Again, I've made it through good times and bad. This will be no different. Life is good. I pull a full, deep, slow breath into my lungs. Now on the dock, the sun disappears behind the clouds every now and again. Hot, cold, hot. Jumping while the sun is showing its lucent grin is the right thing to do. Jumping while it's hidden behind the clouds, well, it will be okay. I drop my towel, shoes, and shirt. It's go time. I look around at the group. Sometimes it's my kids, sometimes it's a group of friends. There is always someone that has to go first, and of course we stand there. It's so quiet, I can hear crickets. We size each other up, and quickly, somehow, jumping order is established. The kids came up with a new one for exactly this situation, which I guess is supposed to swiften pecking order selection. They tell me, in loud outside voices hopping up and down with excitement, first is worst, second is best, third is the one with the hairy chest, fourth is the one with the treasure chest, fifth is the one with the coconut dress. I usually go third. Thus far, I have not seen the coconut dress, though as I get older, nothing surprises me anymore. You can jump alone. However, it's better in a group. The difference is, when you are by yourself, you can't ask anyone how cold the water is. Usually after the first person jumps, the remaining folk ask, is the water cold? The only respectable and proper answer to the dock members is no. The jump is all about the parabola, the vertex. It's taking a leap of faith. It's knowing that what goes up must come down. At this moment in summer, it's carefree. Through the air you sail. The proper jump is all about running with just the right amount of steps to plant a foot at the edge of the dock, as if lining up to kick a ball. There may be a few stutter steps, the jump, then the extension and contraction of muscles, an aerodynamic posture, and a noticeable period of quiet time. Then splash. There are many different kinds of jumps. The well-respected cannonball, the jackknife, pencil dive, Olympic man, and the Michael Jackson. The Michael Jackson migrated up north with the city cousins. It's pretty simple. One arm up in the air, chin a little bit down, and the other hand, well, it's community radio. Let's just say Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl that thinks that I am the one. This is the first year my youngest has been a part of the jumping family. At 7, apprehension is understood. She spent the last few years standing at the end of the dock in her chartreuse and navy polka dot bikini, looking into the drop-off where the boulders meet the darkness. Her toes curl over the edge of the dock, one finger hanging between her teeth, weighing the cost-benefit ratio. Early this year, she went, and now she is a part of the club. When the time is right, usually sometime later summer, Grandpa does too join the fray. He'll look up and sniff the air, like a grizzly raising his head to a salmon-filled breeze. It has to feel right, the correct combination of temp and dew point, and the decision is made. It's dock jumping time. When Grandpa jumps, the gravitational pull doesn't seem to have the same effect. It's slower. Not only is the dock jump approach more molasses-like, but so is the push-off. There's no parabola in the jump track. The after landing being the scariest, because Grandpa doesn't just pop back up. After 5 apple, the top of his head shows, and he eases back up ever so slowly from the depths. Since his jump only happens once a year, as soon as he surfaces, it's New Year's Day on the dock jump calendar. In the water after my jump period comes to a close, I float on my back staring up at the sky. Wearing my sandals and no life jacket, I lay there in snow angel position. Just the right combination of cheeseburgers and rubber in my shoes keeps me afloat. The water laps around my face and my toes. Through my water-filled ears, I can hear muffled rumblings of kid jumpers practicing their art. A third generation of dock jumpers happily enjoys themselves. Oh, to live the life we live in Cook County. This is Steve Ramberg with the Gunflint Notebook for WTIP.